Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text 15. Lord Rishabhdev's teachings. Putram Shashisyam Chandripo Gururva. Malloka kamo madanukraharta itam vimanyo ranusisyat athad jnan nayo jayat karma su karma mudhan kamyo jayan manujartam labeta Nipatayam nastadrisham higarte. Translation. If one is serious about going back home, back to Godhead, he must consider the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the summum bonum and chief aim of life. If he is a father instructing his sons, a spiritual master instructing his disciples, or a king instructing his citizens, he must instruct them as I have advised. Without being angry, he should continue giving instructions, even if his disciple, son, or citizen is sometimes unable to follow his order. Ignorant people who engage in pious and impious activities should be engaged in devotional service by all means. They should always avoid fruit of activity. If one puts into the bondage of karmic activity his disciple, son, or citizen who is bereft of transcendental vision, how will one profit? It is like leading a blind man to a dark well and causing him to fall in. It's quite a long verse, so perhaps we'll just skip doing all the repetitions. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita 3:26, Nabuddhi vedam janayat agyanam karma sanginam josayat sarva karmani viddam yukta samacharan. Let not the wise disrupt the minds of the ignorant who are attached to furtive action. They should be encouraged not to refrain from work, but to work in the spirit of devotion. It's quite a short purport there. Shorter than the verse. Anyway. Agyanati vinandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshurang militanginitasmai si guruve namaha. Teachings. And the in this fifth canto, the descendants of Priyabrata Maharaja are described. Just here, the father of Rishabhdev was the Nabi, I think. And the father of Nabi was Agnidra. And the father of Agnidra was Priyabrata, yes? I think so. It was Priyabrata. And Priyabrata's father was Manu, Swayambhuva Manu. And Swayambhuva Manu's father was Brahma. And Brahma's father was Krishna. This is creation. Today in the schools all around the world, they teach not creation, they teach the evolution. Just when I was coming in the airplane to India, there's a news channel, CNN. Perhaps you watch that when you're in the airplane. A little bit. I was looking at CNN. And there's a big controversy in America right now that the faith schools The Christian schools and other faith schools, they're making a very strong demand that Darwin's theory, if it's to be taught in our schools, it should be taught simply as a theory. And alongside that theory, we should have our own theory, the Christian theory, or some theory or some explanation of creation. So it's creating a big rumpus because they see that the Darwin's theory is just finite, you know, all works well together, but it's all based upon speculation. So here is the clear presentation here within the Srimad Bhagavatam of the creation. The Srimad Bhagavatam is literally just dynasties. Dynasties of great people through time. And every time in that dynasty, when it comes to somebody who is a prominent person in the line of devotional service, then great elaboration is given. So many questions come and so much elaboration is there. So, and the obviously in the first canto is just all the questions and answers of the sages of Naimisharanya. And then the leading into the series of events up until the appearance of Sukadeva Goswami. And second canto is just the teachings of Sukadeva Goswami as he is giving all the explanations of different stages of realization concluding in devotional service. And then giving the very creation teaching from the beginning, sarga visarga, like this. And giving the very root of the appearance of this whole teaching on creation and everything through. In the third canto, this creation continues with the Bisarga, or the entire creation of Brahma and his sons, so many sons he had. And from there, these incredible lines, dynasties of great kings and great leaders is thus taught. He comes to the Swayambhuva Manu in the third canto. And towards the end of the third canto, he explains the children of Swayambhuva Manu. Priyabrata Uttanapad, Akuti, Prasuti, and Devahuti. So in the end of the third canto, some explanation is given, or quite a substantial explanation is given, of Devahuti Putra, who is Kapiladev. So first he explains the daughters, and then after that he explains Prasuti, Akuti, their children. And then he comes to Uttanapad, fourth canto. And he in the fifth canto now, he comes to Priyabrata. And this goes on, third canto, fourth canto, fifth canto. These lines being explained, the children of Priyabrata and Uttanapad. And it goes on like this, Bhagavatam. Sixth canto is more a kind of answer to a very, very deep question. Seventh canto also. Then more lines. Tell us about the other Manus and all their children. Ninth canto. Then tell us about two great dynasties, Suryavangs, Chandravangs. Going through all the dynasty leading to, ultimately, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears. Svayam eva hari kilam. Finally, he comes to what he wanted to get to, Krishna's appearance. So here in this line of Priyabrata, he's come to some very substantial person, Rishabhdev, who is the manifestation of Krishna, with a specific purpose. The specific purpose of Rishabhdev, if I can remember correctly, was to teach perfectly What was it to teach perfectly? The Varnashram Karma concluding in unalloyed devotional service. It's a long time since I read this. I think that's correct. Is that correct? Yes? So, in these teachings here, he's come to a point. He's making a very assertive statement here. Putram shasisyam shanripo gururva maloka kamo mananugrahartha. Itam biman yor anusisya datad gyan na yojayad karma su karma mudhan kam yojayan manuja tam labeta nipatayam nashta drisham higarte. So he's expressing here, maloka kamo mananugrahartha, that if one's aspiration, maloka kamo, is to attain maloka, Krishna's saying, he's saying, my eternal abode. If one's aspiration is to attain the spiritual realm, then mad anugrahartha. Then what is very much required there is mad anugrahartha. The very attainment of the artha of mad anugraha, of mercy. So if one wants to proceed on that path, then obviously one should never underestimate or think for a moment that it's attainable in the absence of the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now this point is taught again and again in our scriptures. Again and again. That only by the grace of God, just like the rays of the sun, we're able to see the sun. Without the rays of the sun, we can't see anything. We depend upon this, the rays of the sun in itself, in order to see the very thing in itself. So herein, to have any type of perception of that which is beyond ourselves, beyond our perception, adoksaja, it requires the grace. It's not within our fist. It's not within our ability to perceive that which is alokik achintya subhavastu, which is of the nature, alokik. It's outside of the perception of the jiva in material conditioned state. Alokik, it's beyond this world, beyond death, water, fire, air, all of the things which we regularly perceive. Achintya, it's completely inconceivable. He is completely inconceivable. His realm is completely inconceivable. So how to approach such a subject matter? We depend upon grace. Now this point was emphasized when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling to Jagannath Puri. And then he became so upset with Nityananda Prabhu and everyone for breaking his danda and causing so much trouble. Then he said, I'll proceed myself alone, and you all come behind. And he ran and ran and ran until he came to the Jagannath Mandir. And then entering the Jagannath Temple, he ran in before the deities and fell into a swoon, fell unconscious in ecstasy upon seeing Jagannath. Now when he was lying there, the great scholar Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came to his rescue, as those guards were just ready to beat him. He was behaving like a mad person. The guards were ready to beat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came and saw the nature of this person, the symptoms that were in this person. And he saw what was manifesting in the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the astasattvic bhav. Not only just manifesting, but in a very, very intensified state. Dumayita, jalita, dipta, udipta, sudipta. These are the different stages of this blazing state of astasattvic bhava. So Sarvam Vatachari, he saw all of the symptoms within the body of this person. And he thought, this is no ordinary gentleman. This is a very rare person. How is it all these things are manifesting within his body? So he demanded, take him to my house and there I will see to him. So then of course Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to consciousness again. And Sarvabhauma was thinking he was a very exceptional person, but not understanding what is his true position. So at that time there was a dialogue between Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma. It's correct. I think it's Gopinath, yeah. Gopinath and Sarvabhauma were debating. And Gopinath was saying, literally, don't be under any misconception. Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was in complete denial. So Gopinath made the very strong points. Anuman pramana nahi iswar tattva jnane. Kripa bina iswarera keha nahi jane. He said, Sarvabhauma, it is not possible by any amount of speculation, anuman, praman. If you're pramana, your means of evaluating things, of validity, of measuring things, of understanding things is simply based upon your speculative process, your imagination. Then Ishwar, you can never understand Ishwar Tattva. Anuman Pramana Nahi Ishwar Tattva Jnani. Cannot be understood. Kripa Bhina Ishwar Era Keha Nahi Jani. No person can understand Ishwar or God without Kripa, Kripa Bhina. It is not possible. And you've not received that grace. Therefore, you're seeing nothing. And then he quoted the verse as evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam. Atapiti deva padam buja dvaya prasada lesanu grihita eva hi janati tadvam bhagavan mahim na nachanya me kopi chiram bachindvan. That unless prasada lesanu grihita, unless one has received the prasad of the charanam bhuja dvaya, the two lotus feet of Sri Krishna, unless one has received that grace, then one cannot understand janati tadvam bhagavan nahimna nachanyam ekopi chiram bachinban. Chiram means in a very long time, bachinban. By so much endeavoring, in every sense, stretching one's intelligence and one's imagination to the limits, one cannot understand that which is beyond one's power to perceive. So this, tarko apratistanat, is of no use to the person. He cannot understand. Depends upon the grace and the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Again in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just dancing like anything in the Rathi Atra. And at that time, few people, I think Swarup Damodar Goswami, Prataparudra Maharaj, they saw a great sight. They saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanding himself, prakash, in front of so many carts, in front of all, and dancing with every Sankirtan party. This was a special vision. And there Kaviraj Goswami says, Jari Tandra Kipajay, Jani Bhari Bhari, that unless, only if someone, Jari Tandra Kripa, someone has received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, someone has received the mercy of God, then only he, Jani Bare Pare, then he can see and understand what is God in substance. He can realize that. But Kripa Bina Brahmadika, in the absence of the Kripa, the mercy, Brahmadika Jani Bari Nari, that no person, even Brahma himself, cannot understand. Brahma was just sitting on this big lotus flower, swaying around in the wind, with the sea, Garbhodak Ocean splashing around, and he could not understand it. He couldn't even understand his own source. So by deep meditation, tapasya and bhakti, then only Krishna revealed himself. So this is most important item. Now how the kripa or the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes upon a person within this world. Because it's said that the very bhakti, devotion itself, is parama svatantra, supremely independent. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur makes a very strong case that we cannot say there is any cause. Because where there is a cause, an effect, then it's something which is simply a happening in time. Like for instance, when we say Nitya Siddhasya, the Bhava Bhakti, Kriti Sadhya Bhavat Sadhya Bhava Sa Sadhana Vida, Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya Prakatyam Hridi Sadhyatha. When devotion manifests within the heart, it cannot be said that there is a cause in time, because then it would infer that devotion is an effect of something. Therefore, it's not an eternally perfected reality. Nitya siddhasya bhavasya. It's not an eternally perfected reality. So we cannot say that there is or identify a cause. Parama svatantra, supremely independent. Now, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, literally, without going through all the details, he concludes, Bhakta Karuna, or the mercy of a devotee, is the very, or the devotee is the very abode of the mercy of Krishna. And by the mercy of the devotee, because within the devotee, the very bhakti is residing within the heart. Hladini Sambhit is there. The Swarup Shakti of Krishna is there, within the heart of the devotee. And the very natural symptom of that devotion or characteristic of the presence of that devotion is that the devotee feels compassion. So naturally the devotee's compassion is provoked by seeing individuals who are suffering in this material world. And when the compassion is provoked of the devotee, then the compassion of the devotee expresses itself. And because Krishna is bhaktavatsal, or the britya, the servant of his devotee, he follows his devotee, then naturally, as the mercy goes, the very grace of Krishna flows. As the mercy goes, the grace of Krishna flows. So, therefore, also Kaviraj Goswami expresses, Mahat kripa bhina kona karme bhakti noi. It's not by any amount of activity one can attain devotional service. By no amount. Only Mahat kripa, without Mahat kripa, without the mercy of the devotee, No matter how much we do, no matter how much we endeavor, we will certainly never attain Krishna consciousness or devotional service. It's expressed like that. Krishna bhakti duri raho sangsare nahik shoy. And in the absence of the devotional service, there's no means to free oneself from samsara, from material life. No means. No means of getting out. Now this is the important point here that's being expressed by Rishabhdev. He's saying instructing your children, putram shisyam chandripo guru rva, and instructing your putra, your sons, sisyam, your disciples, nripo, even the king, guru, in instructing everyone. The guru or the nripo in giving instructions to the putra and the sisya, then they must express this point. That our own endeavor alone is insufficient. Just like Yasoda Mai was just trying with her heart and her soul to bind Krishna in the Yasoda Dhamada Lila. She struggled so much. All the ladies in Braja were just laughing at her. You'll know how every time she's bringing the rope, it's just, again, it's just two fingers too short. Unlimited rope she was bringing. Still, she could not bind Krishna. Then finally, when Krishna saw the very pearl drops of sweat on his mother's forehead and saw how much she was endeavoring then in devotional service, then by the power of her devotion, he was bound. Bhakti Badam. He was bound by her. Now in the very purport of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he said this two fingers is very important, because one is there is the our endeavor, but the other is there is kripa, mercy. These two things are required. Two things. As Prabhupada, I was reading the other day there, one purport Prabhupada was actually saying himself, there's a saying in the West, God helps those who help themselves. And he said it is a fact. So in the same way, we may endeavor like anything, but if we don't receive Mahat Kripa, the mercy of the devotee, then we'll go nowhere. Therefore, it's expressed, Krishna Bhakti Janma Mula Hoya Sadhu Sangha. The very root of Krishna Bhakti is attainable in Sadhu Sangha only. Krishna Bhakti Mula Hoya Sadhu Sangha. And this Anga is so important that it's even said Krishna Prema Janme Tenho Punaha Mukhya Anga. Even in the attainment of Prema Bhakti, not just the beginning of devotional service, even in the process of working toward attaining the Prema Bhakti, then this Sadhu Sangha is a Mukhya Anga, a principal Anga throughout. It begins with Mahat Kripa and continues throughout. So, Rishabhdev saying, putram shasyam cha nripo gururva. You gurus, you kings, make it known. If you're going to advise, then advise in the way I'm speaking. That maloka kamo mandanugrahartha. Without the gain of mad anugraha, my mercy, then there's no possibility. Maloka kamo. One can never attain. It's very similar to the other verse by Rishabh Dev. Guru na sasyad, sajano na sasyad, pito na sasyad, janani na sasyad, devam na tatsyan, napatis chasasyan, namochayad, samupeta mrityum, namochayad jaha, samupeta mrityum. That don't become a guru. Don't become a family member of a person. Don't become a father, janani, don't become a mother. Don't even become a demigod. Unless, namochayat, unless you can deliver your dependent, samopete mrityum, from death. Now this is the same point being expressed here. And so nicely he says about the path of karma. Now Rupa Goswami establishes very strongly, samantan bhakti vijnanam na bhaktaktyam na karmanam, that the karma yoga, the varnashram karma, is not an anga of bhakti. And no matter how much one performs perfectly, chari bhanasrama jadi Krishna nahi bhaje, swakarma kuriti se, no matter how much a person performs their karma perfectly, still rorava parimajje, in the absence of Krishna's service, 100% that person, rorava parimajje, will see rorav, the hell. So people become very proud. They see us Hare Krishna people, especially the from the Western background, they think, what a chandala. What is their character? When Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, there was one very cultured Brijbasi that was saying to him, your disciples are very uncultured people. Prabhupada was saying, I know. He said, you know, they don't know how to behave properly. Prabhupada said, yes, it's, I know. They don't know, you know, correct etiquette. Yes, it's true. And he went on and on and on. And finally, when he concluded, Prabhupada said, it is a fact, but yet they've understood one thing. They will do anything I tell them. Whatever I tell them, they will do it. That's their good quality. And that is the very foundation of the Sharanagati, surrender to Krishna. Because one is fixed in one's position, samyak vyavishito hisaha. Even Krishna is saying, even if he's a chandala, apichet, so even if the conduct is sudara acharo, very bad, dura acharo. Don't think this person is a chandala. Don't see the person that way. And the reason is, samyag vyashita, because they're situated correctly. They may be going a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, but their situation is appropriate because they're connected to God in service. But as Narad Rishi says in the first canto, chaktasya dharmam charanam bujohare bhajanna pakdva. Even if someone's bhajan is completely kacha, still in the neophyte state, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and then you see again going a little off the track, still it's not a problem. Narad Rishi says, there's no abhadram, inauspiciousness for this person. But then he says, kuvartapta, what is the gain for a person who remains completely committed, swadharmata, is completely committed to Varnashram Dharma perfectly, but abhajantam, does not engage in the worship of Sri Krishna. No gain whatsoever. So, Rishabhdev is saying here that in the absence, or what's the crime here? He's saying, don't just lead them in this. Nayojayat karmasu karma mudhan. Don't just lead them into, you know, being a good brahmachari, being a good grihastha, being a good bhanaprastha, or being a good baisa or sudra, or all of these things. Don't just lead them in that line, in the karma. That will be no good. Because this type of leadership is considered that you're nipatyan nashtadrisham. You're taking it. If you saw someone leading a blind person in the street, come on, I'll take you across the road, take my hand. And they saw that person leading. Every time they come to a pothole, they say, come on this way. You're falling in the pothole. Come on, oh, don't worry. Come on with me. Come with me. I'll lead you. And you lead them again, and again they fall in the pothole. And finally they fall in a well. Then if you saw such a thing, you'd say, sir, excuse me, don't do this. This is a criminal activity. So Rishabhdev here, who's preaching very strongly in Nivritti Marg, is saying this is a criminal activity. Because no matter how much the endeavor, Trividyamam somapa putapa pa yagyarista sargatam gatim, no matter how much the endeavor to enjoy in a religious sense within this world, no matter how much, even if they attain the swargalokam, then titam bukta sargalokam vishalam. So they performed everything very nicely, they've been honest, they've dug wells, they planted trees, they served their father, they respected their mother. Through all of these things, one finally attains the swargaloka. Then titam bukta swargalokam vishalam. Chine punya martyalokam bishanti. As soon as the credit in the bank is spent, then everything will be finished. It's no good investment. I have a relation who had a very serious accident, and the government gave them a huge amount of money. And so, another uncle of mine, uncles are famous for this type of thing. Don't worry, beta, I'll help you. I'll manage everything. Don't worry, I'll manage it. He took all the money and he put it in an investment. And when the 9/11 came and the stock market crashed, the person was reduced to zero. And when I asked the question, how did that happen? I was hoping to get some of that. How such a thing could happen? They said it was an insecure investment. High risk investment. There's a devotee also in France. He collected so much for the deities there. And then he thought, let me double it, triple it. And he put it in a high risk investment. And he lost everything. Donor's money. Very sad. So this is the path of karma. It's a high risk investment. Evam trai dharma manuprapana gatagatam kama kamal lavanti. You're hoping for doubling it, tripling it, enjoying it, but in the end, the only gain, gatagatam, is that death. Repeated death again and again and again and again. Therefore, This is why Kaviraj Goswami expresses chari bhavana samadhyadi krishna nahi bhajji. Sa karma kuriti se rorava padimaji. Inevitably, one may be in the position of Brahma, Indra, but inevitably, rorava padimaji. In the path of karma, you will have to see hell. Therefore, it's a criminal guidance. That's why Narad Rishi told Vyasadeva, what have you done? What have you done for people? Giving them all this charivanasram. You've cheated them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a very good example to Sanatana Goswami about this vanasram karma. Where he says, what is that? Kabu sargi utaya, kabu narake dhavai, dandya jani raja jena nadi te chavai. That the path of karma yoga is like taking your child or your disciple. If Radhanath Maharaj was to take his new initiate here to the river and tie them on the end of a bench, and then push down and they're up in the air and then say, watch, and then put them under the water. This is how they used to punish people. Or they used to find out if the woman was a witch. If the woman is a witch, then she will not drown. So you drown anyway, and then they say, oh, it wasn't a witch. This is a witch hunting. So just like that, kabu sargyutaya, once on the swarga loka, kabu naraki, and then the bench goes down under the water again. Dandya janya, just like a king's punishing the criminal. This, the guru is instructing the disciple. Just like the king is punishing the criminal, the guru is instructing the disciple. Therefore, Rishabhdev, guru na sasyad, don't become a guru. Unless you can guarantee that not just you'll keep them sitting in the air either, that you'll take off, you'll cut the rope and you'll take them from the bench, you'll give them freedom. Namut, remove them from this samupeti mrityam, this suffering. So, Rishabhdev, I shouldn't be smiling actually, it's so serious. It's such an unfortunate business. Rishabhdev is making this strong point here that don't just simply nayoja yad karmasu karma mudang, don't lead them in the path of karma, because by this path you're committing the crime of leading blind people into ditches. Lead them safely. Prabhupada's saying in the purport, nabuddhi bedham janayat hagyanam karmas, gentle. Vaishnava is very gentle by nature. Very gentle. So, and understands actually, it's not that everyone should just dump, okay, the server that we used to go out and give lectures in the UK after 6 months of being a devotee. Sarva dharmam pridyaga mamikam sharanam braja. Dump it, leave it, abandon your families. I was very comfortable with my family, and the devotees told me, leave it, join the temple, finish it. Somehow I survived by their grace to today. So, we'll go right from the beginning. Sarva dharmam pratyagya mamikam sharanam. Like this. This instruction is very good for someone who will take this instruction seriously, has some adhikar actually. As in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna instructing Uddhav, he said, well, when should one quit the varnashram karma? When can I leave everything? And Krishna said to him, Tavat karmani kurvithan nirvedeta yabatha mat katha shravanadau va sadaya bandha jayati. Until one has developed to some degree a distaste for material activities. Tavat karmani kurvitha nanirvedeta. Until someone has some element in their character of nirbina, renunciation, some element of disgust with material life. It is not good for me. I'm simply being repeatedly kicked in the face. And aside, beside that, one has the matkata shavanado va sadha. Someone has to some degree, alpa, ruchi, some slight faith in matkata, in hearing and living by my instructions, Krishna is saying. When one has that little element of faith, then one can leave all nivanasam karma. All of the other duties aside from the ananyaschintayanto mam, the resolute, undeviating service of Krishna. So when these qualities are there within a person, then they can proceed on the path of bhakti. So, Prabhupada is very gentle in this purport. Prabhupada can be extremely heavy in purports. And in the teachings of Rishabhdev, I think one of the first verses I ever learned when I was a brahmachari was very this Nayam deho deha bhajam niloke. I think everybody knows that verse. Because when you're young and fired up, verses like that are very much appreciated. Vidh bhajam. Why are you working for what this 2 liters eating? So hard. Even though the teachings of Rishabhdev are very, very cutting, Prabhupada is being very gentle here and saying just, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur actually says in the commentary to this verse, Nabudhi Bedam Janayat, he says, you know, if the tantric or the doctor sees that the person has a ghost, then he won't say, you have a ghost, because if the person goes into shock, it won't aid the process of recovery, isn't it? As long as a person is in shock, it's like when I first became a devotee, I went home to see my family for the first time with robes and a shaved head. And my mother was in a state of shock. And when she said, you must stay at home, I said, I have no home. She said, I'm your mother. I said, which mother? I've had so many. She said, sleep on your bed. I said, I'll sleep on the floor. And she said, please take some of your favorite apple crumble that I used to make for you as a child. I said, this will contaminate me. It took my mother maybe 10 years to recover. Now when I go, she'll say, sleep in your bed. I say, yes. I say, you want me to clean the house? I'll do it. I'll say, you want me to come to church? I'll come with you. And so when she answers the phone to me, she says, Haribo. And my father says, Jai Radhe. He visited Vrindavan once. And my daughter taught him that, to say Jai Radhe. We shouldn't be so severe. Even one. Anyway, I could go on a tangent there. So this is the very important and serious business here. But Prabhupada is being very gentle and saying, just josayat sarva karmani. Especially in India, that everyone's doing everything so nicely. Well, many people are. We shouldn't blow them away. We should just, come on. You're giving money to so many charities. Put something in the box for Krishna. You're doing so many things. Just yad karoshi yadash nasi, like this. And then gradually, like with the surgeon with the scalpel, just cutting very nicely. So that is the temperament of Srila Prabhupada in this purport. Yeah, we may be kings, we may be gurus, but lead the people nicely. Because otherwise, it's all just criminal leadership. Mr. Blair and Mr. Bush, they're just leaving people into the hell. So I'll stop there. Thank you very much. If there's any question or comment, Prabhu.
Engage their subjects or dependents in things other than Krishna. So the example of Vyasadeva compiling Vedic scriptures other than Srimad Bhagavatam, the Vedas and so on that were materially motivated. After Narad corrected him, Vyas did not retract them. They're still available, and a lot of people are thinking that's the all in all. So how do we understand that he still, although he gave the conclusion in Srimad Bhagavatam, he still made these things available, which is not giving in themselves.
The ultimate thing in itself. Yes. See, it's like, you know, even in bringing up a child, how many instructions you give to your child? Well, obviously the main instruction would be, you know, if you become a devotee, becoming a devotee is in your best interest, no doubt. But you insist you have to eat properly, you must wear a scarf when you go out in the cold, you have to take your medicine, you have to go to school. So in this way, so many secondary instructions are given, which in the absence of Krishna Bhajan are just, you know, going nowhere. Ultimately, they'll be in the ditch. So it's not that all other instructions are irrelevant to our lives. But it's in the absence, I think in this Jnani Prayasam, or this verse, it's expressed that, you know, knowledge in the absence of devotion doesn't fare well at all. So in the absence of the devotional principle, then all of the, no matter how many good instructions you give, it's for nowhere. So it's expressed that without all of those instructions, simply it's a society of cats and dogs. It's uncivilized society. Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about in the Shikshamritam, the different levels of society in progress. So it's more progressed than animal life. There's just the uncivilized jungle people. And then there's people who are regulated. Now all of these instructions, they go to regulate the living entity. Regulate them in their enjoyment. Regulate their activities. And this is the first point in any yogic activity, is to bring things into regulation. Yukta ahara viharasya. What is that? Yukta chestasya karmasu, yukta swapna vabodasya, yogo bhaviti dukaha. And the first position means bhatsu begam manasakroda begam, jiva begam. All the begam comes in the beginning because otherwise one's just completely out of control. And if you try to preach Krishna consciousness to jungle animals, then the reception may not be very good. So the whole Vedas, the whole Mahabharata, all of these literatures are turning the direction of the living entity to a regulated and civilized form of life, whereby it may increase their eligibility for Jiva Goswami writes in the Bhakti Sandarbha that these activities may increase one's eligibility for Karma Mishra Bhakti. And then Karma Mishra Bhakti may increase one like that. It brings one to connect. That's the unique feature of the scriptures of India, that they relate to everyone's life. Even there's religious principles for prostitutes. So much mercy is there in the Veda Mata that even she's giving so much guidance for a prostitute. Because everybody can be connected. Everybody can come on the road, come in the process. Narad Rishi's point was, in the absence of the knowledge of the glories of Krishna and devotional service, then what's the use in being on a road? Because it's a road that's going nowhere. So therefore, there is great relevance in all the teachings. But ultimately, if it does not conclude in Krishna, there's one beautiful verse from, I think, Devahuti. When Kapila was leaving her, then she said, Nihayat karma dharmaya na viragaya kalpate na tirta padasevaya jivan api mrito hisaha. That Nihayat karma dharmaya, if your karma does not lead you to dharma, Nihayat karma dharmaya na viragaya kalpate, and your dharma does not lead you to vairagya, na tirta padasevaya, and your Vairagya does not lead you to the Tirthapada Seva, the service of the lotus feet of Krishna, then Jivan Api Mritohi Saha, even though you're living, you're dead. So if it's not part of the progressive path towards Tirthapada Seva, then it's of no use. So the Vedas, also it's explained by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur that he says in the marriage ceremony, you have to view one star. Which star is it? The Dhruva Lok. You get the wife, look at that star. And when she looks at the star, then you say, as steady as that star is, your dedication to me better be that steady. As steady as that star. You make sure you get it right from the beginning. That was the Vedic system. Anyway, as steady as that star, you better be that steady as a wife. Now to see that star, somehow they'll say, okay, now see the branch in this tree. Next to that, there's some stars there. You see those? Okay, across from them is that Dhruva Lok. So in the same way, this instruction is there. It's expressed. Parokshavada vedo yam. The Vedas themselves are written in an indirect way like that. They'll say there, there, there. And when you get there, they'll say, okay, it's there. Because until you, it's a process of raising one's consciousness or one's focus towards that which is all important. So therefore, all of those scriptures remain with us today because they are very important. But it's in the absence of the devotion to... When he got to that point, he hadn't explained what is Vrindavan Leela. In preparation for the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that had to be explained. Because his business was to take everyone there. So, is that helpful?
One other point I wanted to inquire about. You mentioned that a person shouldn't become a devata if he cannot give liberation. But Lord Shiva says, Mukti Pradata Sarvesham Vishnu Eva Nasangshayaha. That only Vishnu can give liberation. And the devatas, generally, they're known to just facilitate the living entities with sense gratification. So could you explain a bit?
Yes. It's just in the same way. That Krishna is Muktipad. He is the one who is able to give the moksha, able to give the mukti. But the full delegation of Krishna is within the Vaishnava. It's said like that, isn't it? Someone quoted a verse yesterday about Swantastena Gadabrita. that because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is residing within the heart of the devotee, then the devotee can actually relieve one. All the functions of the Supreme Lord in terms of relieving one, this is his process actually. Isn't it? Guru Rupa, Guru Rupa, Krishna Hana, Shastra Praman, Guru Rupa Krishna Kripa. Karina Bhaktagan. It's probably not the end, but anyway, sounds good. The point is that the Guru is the very form of Krishna. Guru Krishna, Guru Rupa Krishna Kripa. He is the Krishna Kripa. And therefore, he can fulfill those functions. So that's why, yeah, don't become a deva, because if you're not a devotee, then you'll just be a deva. But if you're a devotee and you're a deva, then you can, just by glancing on the devotee, what's the Narottam Das Thakur says? Darshana pavitro koro etumar gun. That before, was all the sin goes away? Paschati pavan. You can take bath in the Ganges many, many, many times. But if one associates with the devotee, then just by the sight, darshani pavitra kor etumaragun. Just by seeing a devotee, the devotee is more merciful than Krishna himself. How many people did Krishna himself give prema to in the time of his Vrindavan Leela, in his pastimes? He was just killing everyone and giving them all mukti. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anarpita chiram chirat karunayavatirna kalo, samarpayatam unat ujjala, unat ujjala rasam sabhakti sriyam hari purita sundara jyuti kadamba sandipita sada hridhoi kandare spurato baha sachinandana. This is Krishna came in the mood of a devotee to do this work and ran everywhere, chasing everyone. And as we heard yesterday so much, what is the nature of the devotee? Chasing everyone. Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna. So in this way, the devotee is far more qualified indeed than God himself to deliver the living entity. So therefore, become a deva, fine, but be a devotee. And then your position will be have some relevance in the whole picture of affairs. It's okay. I think I've gone over the time. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.